Jekka News, you need to know now.
Pretoria and Polokwane 25, Joburg 24. We start with good news for the struggling South African Post Office and the formal announcement of the implementation of a signed agreement between SAPO and the UIF. According to Minister of Employment and Labour, Nomakhosana Meth, the agreement aims at preserving nearly 6,000 jobs and supporting the revitalisation of one of the country's most critical state-owned entities. Departmental spokesperson Tobeko Makai.
Through the Temporary Employer-Employee Relief Scheme, TERS, the UIF will inject over 381 million into SAPO over a six-month period. This intervention is designed to provide immediate financial relief to 5,956 employees while enabling SAPO to implement a sustainable turnaround strategy.
The minister has explained the funding will be dispersed monthly through a dedicated TERS bank account and emphasized that strict governance, auditing and compliance measures will be in place. ANC Women's League Deputy President Lungi Ngangang Qabashe has died at the age of 64. Qabashe became the party's Women's League Deputy President in 2023. In a statement, the ANC described her as a dedicated leader who was a committed builder of their liberation movement. To KwaZulu-Natal, where the search for the suspects involved in a mass shooting on Friday night continues. The eight victims between the ages of 22 and 40 were shot in the Zama informal settlement in Umlazi. Police Minister Senzo Mqunu has meanwhile condemned the attack. His spokesperson, Kamohelo Mohotsi.
The attack, which claimed the lives of innocent individuals, is a horrific act of violence that has no place in our society. Such calculated and cold-blooded violence tears at the fabric of our communities. A dedicated team of investigators has been assigned to pursue every lead, gather critical evidence, and bring those behind this atrocity to book. We will not rest until those responsible face the consequences of their actions.
And finally, in international news, Pope Leo XIV set the tone for his papacy today with a call to stop exploiting nature and marginalizing the poor. 10 days after Chicago-born Robert Francis Prevost became the first U.S. head of the world's 1.4 billion Catholics, he celebrated his inaugural Mass in St. Peter's Square this morning. The 69-year-old began the day by making his debut tour in a Pope-mobile, blessing cheering crowds of close to a quarter of a million at the Vatican. In front of dignitaries including Ukraine's leader Volodymyr Zelensky and U.S. Deputy President J.D. Vance, he then gave a homily calling for the Church to be a transformational force in a world of division and hatred. Leo, who was made a cardinal only in 2023 and is unknown to many Catholics, has repeatedly emphasized the importance of peace and social justice in his first few days since being voted the new pope. I'm Martina van der Walt-Ehlers. From myself and the news team, goodbye.
Thank you, Martina van der Walt-Ehlers. Yeah.
Pleasure.
Okay.
I'll see you soon again.
Hopefully, yeah. Yes. That will be very nice, Nuggy Sissy. I didn't see the new pope mobile this morning.
It's
a city celadung.
Yeah, it looks the same.
I'm disappointed. He's an American Pope. I was hoping for a Dodge Charger.
I just want to say
or a Mustang. Yeah, he comments any Pope mobile. Doggy says, see further details of the news, jackarandfm.com. Just click on the news tab. Hey, while you're there, check out the wind tab as well. You never know.
Jackarand FM weekends be like.
Birds of a feather, we should stick together and
be like.
But tonight I say my life when I told you before.
More music you love.
There's nothing colder than your shoulder when you're dragging me along like you do. Like you do. And then you switch up with no warning and you kiss me like you want it. How rude. How rude. But I kinda like